This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Avian influenza continues to be a serious threat to the poultry industry, with the more recent outbreaks being far more aggressive than those we saw maybe a decade ago. Dr. Jada Thompson, an associate professor at the University of Arkansas, says the current strain has wiped out flocks much more quickly, causing producers to have to act fast.
Highly pathogenic avian influenza, we call it that because it leads to at least 75% mortality rates. And this particular strain was closer to 90 to 94%. The conversation that always comes up is, why do we got to depopulate the house? It's like, first of all, 94% of these birds are dying. What we're doing in depopulating early is trying to reduce the amount of virus that could potentially get into the air.
Dr. Thompson, an economist, says that the effects have reached far beyond farms, impacting consumer prices.
Why are the egg prices so high now, right? This disease has been around. Part of this is the scale of the number of birds that were impacted, and also that there's a temporal effect as well. So when we think about, like, one house gets hurt, we can kind of move some eggs around in that supply chain. The more eggs that are taken out of that system, or more birds are taken out of the system, that means there are fewer eggs, and that becomes an additive effect, and there's a biological lag.
Dr. Thompson's work primarily focuses on animal health and livestock economics, with an emphasis on the poultry industry. And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.